Welcome to the Rooted in Change podcast.
Hey everyone, my name is Jan and you're listening to the Rooted in Change podcast. This show features European clean tech champions and their solutions to tackle the climate crisis. Today's guest is Benjamin, the CEO of EcoCoach. On this show, we've been discussing electrification quite a bit. And as we all know, for that, we need efficient solutions for energy and charging management, as well as storage systems. Well, spoiler alert, this is exactly what EcoCoach does. We'll learn more about Benjamin's perspective on the electrification journey and what needs to be done to swiftly transition to an all-electric system in just a second. Welcome, Benjamin.
Hello.
My first question is always, who are you as a person? So tell me a bit about your background so our listeners get to know you a bit better.
I would say my professional background is a kind of bottom-up career. I started as a craftsman when leaving school and got through different occupations there. I got also to Switzerland and from Germany, where I come from originally, and got to know my today's investor and one of the owners of the company EcoCoach, Baptist Reichmuth, which is a farmer. And yeah, I worked for them for a different company for several years before going to studying and got through the bachelor's and master's degree in communication and later on in management, international management. And yeah, then the Mr. Reichmuth called me and said, okay, yeah, here, I know you're already a tough person going through all these obstacles in the last few years with me together. So let's start the EcoCoach adventure. And so the journey with EcoCoach began.
Right. What an interesting journey, quite an unusual one. yeah. But certainly quite an inspiration. I want to say, look, I've overcome already quite some challenges, you know, moved countries, moved educational paths along the way.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, EcoCoach now, how would you describe what is it that the company does?
The vision of the company is to be a provider of a holistic product, managing all the different components in the building, a larger scale building, not a one single household buildings, but a bigger scale buildings, even the industrial buildings, for a kind of intelligence in between all these components. So this is the more or less vision. And then we set a bunch of products out of that.
Right. And I was going to ask, how does that play out in practice? So say I want to work with you. Who am I and what kind of solutions and products do you deliver?
Our products today are the Echo battery system, which is well known in the market today. It's a kind of stationary storage. The second one is an energy management itself, the intelligence between all these components and the buildings. And the third one is load management for the electrification in the mobility sector.
Gotcha. And who do you target with those products? Who's your ideal customer?
The sales structure is such that we sell to installers in general, or we get through the wholesaler market. Depends on the complexity of the product itself. More than that, we have a kind of second stream, business stream, which is an OEM business. So we provide manufacturers interested in getting good and intelligent software with our software, partly as white label. But that's not a product which you see on our website today.
Right. Gotcha. And what do you say? I mean, I would argue that there are quite a number of companies out there that would claim, look, we help you on your electrification journey. So we help you with load management. We provide a battery solution. What sets you apart, or what is the feedback from your customers? Why do they make the decision for you?
The key is the holistic approach. So many of the providers out there are focusing on a part of the solution. And we planned and developed our product as a kind of holistic solution platform. And so we can get into the business with only load management. But whenever it comes to an overall view from the customer, for example, then many of these systems are getting to their edges and don't provide solutions. So we can go from the EcoBattery system to load management, vice versa, and so on and so forth. That's the first USP, I would say. And the second one is that whenever it comes to questions about more complex situations on site, so then EcoCoach definitely is one of the providers who are the best choice.
Right. Maybe let's dive into this a bit more. So what you're saying is if there's a company and they're looking for a battery storage system, I guess the normal tendency would be looking to for a provider who delivers that solution. But what you're saying is ultimately their demand or their requirements will increase because as soon as they have the batteries, they also want to use them in the most efficient and thereby most intelligent way. And this is where other providers sort of have the limitations because they don't provide the full service offering that's needed, but only components out of it. Did I get that part right?
Yeah, and an example of the battery storage, for example, most battery storages are only able to fulfill one power mode. For example, the self-sufficiently motors. But we combine all these modes with another. So you can go for peak shaving, you can go for the most efficient energy consumption, you can go for an emergency current at the same time with the same system. And that's one of the USPs. We can combine these requirements.
Okay, understood. And how do you look at the sort of holistic approach in general? Do you still have to do a lot of education on your customers' side, or do they already? I mean, you mentioned that you're going through the installer, so I would assume that they have understood the business very well and the requirements and the use case.
But would be nice. It would be nice.
How do you see that in practice? Because from what I often hear is, a lot of companies say, well, we still have to do a lot of education. It's still not clear. And then, as you also described, it gets complex quite quickly. So what's your view on that in terms of bringing smart solutions that don't just fit one particular use case, but ideally a variety and are long-lasting? How far are we there and what's sort of the market understanding?
Yeah, that's a part of our product that we simplify the complexity within our product. So the platform itself is developed by our own, and the whole process from installation, which is without any programming from the installer side, everything is built up as a drag and drop system, installing wizard, kind of wizard, through the whole really end users app and so on. So first, all these layers of our users are built in our platform system. So there's a big cloud system, and the whole process is kind of digitized. So this is part of our answer to the complexity and to the missing knowledge in the market, which is really, really a missing knowledge. Yeah.
Right. And then I would be right in saying that sort of the customers that come to you, they're looking for the hardware component, but even more so, as you said before, your expertise is, you're not a manufacturer of hardware products, but what you're doing is providing the hardware, but especially the software layer on top in order to bring about the electrification solutions.
Yeah, always the intelligence, the software part is the USP part in our products, whether with hardware or without, of course, also, yeah.
And How easy was that to arrive at that software platform? Because when I talk to founders that, build software companies in the energy market, there are quite a few out there. So it is, I think the challenge that I would always see is how to find the niche and how to build something that's really robust, scalable, and easy to use. So what's your view on that? What have been some of the challenges that you had to overcome?
It's a very big question. We can take a few hours for discussing this topic.
Yeah.
One of the answers I would say is that really to start at a point which is a kind of fundamental and well structured as the whole business and building. The whole building market is so we have a really long lasting market we are trying to set in, and there you can't go for a kind of fancy fancy software which makes a bit of blink blink and then
Right.
you say to your investor, okay, that's really scalable and everyone will love it. That's not possible. What we did is we got really to the sites and asked, what is your problem today? From where do we have to start? And so all these ideas came along. So yeah, let's start with a battery storage. Let's start with really load management on site where we really go into the details and see that all these currents are supervised and we can really go for an efficient load management. And that's the starting point. And from then on, we go for a software platform and said, okay, let's simplify the whole process for installing for the missing knowledge and so on so forth and get a software business out of that. So that would be my approach here.
Right. So to paraphrase that, what you're saying is the first step that really set also you apart is understanding the customer problem and sort of the problem that the industry is facing, instead of following the idea, right? We have hardware components, or we see an issue, we're building a software platform around it. You followed, probably even with compared to your own personal journey, a bottom-up approach to say, well, we're gonna need to get the foundations right, and then we can put layers on top, right? And sort of getting the foundations right is understanding what we're actually trying to solve, and then software was the answer for that. It's not, we need software, and what is the problem that we're trying to solve?
It's a transition, right? And the transition also and always needs a kind of point where we entry the solution part, and that's what I see many software providers miss a kind of out there in the market.
And how far would you say you've come on your journey? And you said before, you have quite a good recognition in the market for your solution. So maybe you can talk a bit more sort of about your traction, your team size, and future plans.
We are quite small team for what we are doing today. We and at the EcoCoach segment, we are only 26, 28 persons. That is the EcoCoach single spot. We and a group. We are part of the Echo Group. We are about 120 persons working for the whole energy transition in different sectors. So we have some services taking out of the group, and so yeah, it's a kind of Echo Coach view, only 26, 28 people really working on the products we're talking to them about today. We follow a kind of sales structure that we don't go for every installer by our own, but we are looking for multipliers in the market, which are really a kind of maybe some names here. Bosch Buderus, for example, is one of our customers in the energy market. They take our storage and go into their well-known markets with 400 sales guys in
On the
Germany alone.
ground.
Yeah, and that's how we work. So we don't need bunches of football teams for going for our sales, but we are really focused on our product and the development of our sales structure and the partnerships. And yeah, that's a part of our traction also. We have a lot of contacts in these quality. So the market is very vivid today. Many, many interest out of the OEM business, out of the well-established businesses are coming to you, to us, and asking for a solution which is scalable for, but also which is developed in the sense of taking the future into account. So this is what they are looking for. And yeah, for that, we are really well prepared.
That's great to hear. What do you think is the next step for the company? So if I understood you correctly, I think you're focused mostly on the DACH region at the moment. Will that continue to stay, or do you have plans to go outside of the DACH region even?
With our own business, with our own products, we are focusing on the DACH region because, as we said before, one of the most important things is to get the knowledge to the customer also. And for the structure of this, for the sales structure as such, we have only the power and only the will to build up the force here in the DACH region. But in the OEM business, this will also scale internationally. For example, Weidmüller is a second customer of us. It's a big hardware manufacturer from Germany, acting worldwide. They took our platform as their load management within their chargers. You can't see that EcoCoach is behind that. It's white labeled, and they go for some countries quite a bit far away.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it makes a whole lot of sense. When I talked to Francois, who was on the podcast recently, he also mentioned that the energy markets are quite different, and thereby obviously also the requirements. So I think it makes a whole lot of sense from that perspective to focus on what you're doing well, because as you pointed out, it's about understanding the customer's problems, and if they differ in different regions, then you need to rebuild those capacities over and over again. Thereby, scaling is not as easy, and I guess you would harm ultimately your value proposition, because as you pointed out, I think your value proposition is grounded in fully understanding the customer, the customer's problems, and then delivering value to that. And if the first case isn't there, well, then it's going to be difficult for the company to deliver value and maintain its brand.
Yeah, exactly.
So in preparing for this podcast, I also looked into sort of the wider structure and came about the Echo Group that you mentioned earlier as well. And I was just wondering if you can maybe say one or two sentences about how that structure works in practice. Are there close collaborations between the companies supporting the energy transition? How closely do you work together?
With one of these companies, we grew together until last year. Last year, the Echo Volta built their own company, found an investor, and now is growing separately. They provide the market with batteries for the mobility sector. So for the electrification of different vehicles out there in the market, in the industrial sector, for example, robotics, for pharma robots, robotics, for example, and so on and so forth, or motorbikes and so on. And then the very first company from our investor is a kind of district heating provider, mainly working within Switzerland and setting up big projects for the energy transition in the regional sector for electrification and heating. And then we have some or the other initiatives which are more or less in between our knowledge here. We have some synergies in some projects, but it's rarely. It's not that big that we really have some big projects development together, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for just providing a bit of background. I think it's just a very interesting setup that you don't see as often. So I was just interested in finding out more.
The idea behind that is, of course, is the vision itself that we really want to set up a kind of this smart city or holistic approach also in the regional sector and have solutions for all the parts which are needed.
Yeah, I think that makes a whole lot of sense because, as we said before, you know, it needs quite a few different technologies and approaches to electrify everything. Thereby, I guess, you know, based on what you said, we know our part very well, and this is what we want to focus on. Then others need to focus on the other pieces of the puzzle. So,
yeah, that's
and combining
case,
all of those under one roof. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking back over the past years, and maybe even coming from your personal journey, what would you say were some of the challenges that you as a company have to overcome?
A lot of finding. As you know, the market is very, very dynamic, and you can go have a look every week and see, okay, there's a new direction, there's a new tendency, there's a new player on the market or a kind of new feature which is very similar to ours or could be a kind of challenging to us and so on and so forth. So that the market itself is one of the biggest obstacles, I would say, because whenever you start to plan to develop a solution for the market, you at least need some months, if not years, and within these months or years, the solutions are changing, the market demands are changing.
Right.
That's one of the biggest obstacles, I would say. The second one is, of course, to get into the business, which is very long-lasting business as a hardware provider without any history. So our customers in the very first years, our customers always ask us, okay, and tomorrow are you still there in the market or are you gone then? So this is also, we are not part of BMW or something else. So we are for our own here. And that's a kind of obstacle also.
Well, I'm happy that you're still around and hope that you continue to be around for quite some time going forward. But I think what you also mentioned is the part of sort of moving the finish line, right? Like what you're saying is, I guess traditionally markets have been quite stable and easy to predict. So you could take some time to develop your product, and then by the time you were done, you're like, right, the finish line is still exactly where I had set it out to be. So sort of if the race was 100 meters, well, you were running the 100 meters, but now it feels like you're setting out to run 100 meters, but then the finish line gets moved along the way. And all of a sudden you're like at 150 meters or even sort of a marathon without you having to commit to that part. And I think that can be quite tough for a company to run in such a dynamic and vivid environment. What do you think are the skills to make that happen, sort of also from a solution engineering point of view, that you just continue to be very agile and continue to monitor what the market wants and adapt to that? Is that the secret sauce?
Yeah, it's part of that. You need, at the very first, you need a really good coordination. That's I would say that's the most important part, because you also need to have an insight into your partnership. What is your network doing? Do you have entrance into the market? Do you have a partner which is willing to get with you into that innovation and set it in their market as fast as you are ready to develop, and so on and so forth. So it's not only agility in the sense of the development itself, but also in the business development inside and outside.
Yeah. Gotcha. Following that part of the conversation, you know, which is, you just brought up the example of your hardware partners asking, will you still be there? Well, I'm just going to assume, of course, you will still be there. So, you know, let's say we're going to talk in 3 to 5 years again. How will EcoCoach look like as a company? What will have changed? What will the company look like?
We will be established in both business streams, which are the OEM business itself. So we are providers for manufacturers or OEMs out there in the market, and mainly the end customer won't see that it's EcoCoach behind the scenes. And the second one is our own product portfolio, mainly the battery storage as it is today. And more than that, a kind of energy management, which is very intelligent, which has some of the well-discussed, always discussed features like the artificial intelligence or all the stuff. We are on the way to fulfill these features with a sense of knowing where the earth is and what is really happening in the building and what's really needed.
Right. And then I want to bring our conversation home. You know, we started with your personal journey as quite a bottom-up approach. And as you're located in Switzerland and are familiar with the mountains, you could even say quite, not a rocky one, I think that'd be too harsh, but sort of, you know, there were obstacles that you had to overcome. And I think that might have been the one of the reasons why you're in the position in that you're now, because you're used to overcoming obstacles and making that work for you. But the challenge that you're trying to solve with EcoCoach is obviously quite a big one. So what is it that keeps you going on a daily basis? And we also talked about the moving finish lines and so on. So what is it that in such a dynamic environment makes you get up every morning and say, yay, yet another day, I'm ready, let's tackle the challenges ahead?
I would say I'm motivated out of a very personal perspective. I don't get up and say, okay, it's EcoCoach, I'm living for EcoCoach. I get up and say, okay, what's my personal development and what challenge is big enough to be my challenge? And so EcoCoach is a part of it because, yeah, there are a lot of questions to be answered. But my motivation comes out of my personal development. I ask myself, okay, what is the potential of myself? Where could I go within these, I don't know how many years? What could be Benjamin in 20 years or right. in 30 years? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a really good perspective to see. Look, there's not, I mean, EcoCoach, I guess it's a big part of your life, but that the motivation to run the company, lead the company is actually, you know, also for the sake of the company, but I guess even more so, and then even more intrinsically powered yourself to push you to the limits of what is it that I can achieve.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think that's a really good note to end on. Thank you so much, Benjamin, for taking the time and providing the insights into such a dynamic market and how to navigate that. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you too.